Someone gave the antidote to me, so I can finally understand where I belong. The world outside of me is like an ocean, and I... This is your Concordia All Sports Leader, Koopski, brought to you by The Cellar. My name is Eric Cumley, and this is the first podcast of the Koopski since winter break here at Concordia. You know, it may sound a little different. It's just me. It's going to be me just by myself. I might bring on a couple guests here and there, other sports reporters and some coaches. I definitely will bring on some of them. But it is just going to be me for the remainder of the semester. Like I said, there might be a couple guests, but I'm what you get. As I am doing the podcast by myself, these podcasts will most likely a lot shorter, as it is just me talking and basically just me kind of giving my opinion, you know, the stats of the games of right now. We're in men's basketball, women's basketball, track and field, indoor track and field, and wrestling. So they will be shorter, but you know, we'll get better. We're going to get through it, and we're going to start with men's basketball. Men's basketball, since being on break, has played 7 games, and at the start of break, they went down to Daytona Beach, Florida on December 19th through the 21st. They lost their first game on the 19th, and they were able to bounce back and get a win on the 21st. After their trip down to Florida, they went to Kansas and won that game 91-82, and then they returned home finally to win against Doan 60-50. After that game, they had a game on January 5th. They had a heartbreaking loss, 70-67 loss to Mount Marty University. That game went into overtime in Yankton, South Dakota. But they were able to come back home and bounce back with a win over Dakota Westland, 88-71. And then their last game before school started was against Jamestown, and they won that game 82-79. I'm going to talk about that game a little bit. Just seems how that is the most recent game. And player of the game, Carter Kent. Carter Kent had 26 points all by himself. Next closest player was AJ Watson. AJ had 16 points, still 10 points away from Carter Kent. Carter Kent took the game and just controlled all of it. He was 8 for 15 from the field, 2 for 2 from the 3-point line, and 8 for 8 from the foul line. He had an outstanding game, and on the rebound side, Noah Shute was grabbing rebounds left, right, and center, especially on defense. He had 12 total rebounds. 10 of them were on defense, 2 on offense. He was everywhere grabbing that ball and getting that ball to Carter Kent. And Carter Kent was just having a phenomenal game, as you could obviously see. And if he continues like this, I don't see how or why we shouldn't be able to make it, 1, to the national tournament, 2, to the finals. Right now, we are sitting at an overall record of 16-4, 9-3 in GPAC. So we are looking at a pretty good men's basketball team, even better than last year. It looks like we're just playing with more fluidity and just more confidence, especially with how we have certain players like Carter Kent who can just take over a game. And we've had other players just take over games in the past. This is a really good year for our men's basketball team, and I'm excited to continue watching it. Their next game will be January 19th against Morningside College at 7:45 p.m. inside Friedrich Arena. And then they will travel to Orange City, Iowa to take on Northwestern College on January 22nd. That game starts at 3:45 p.m. So show up on January 19th and support your Bulldogs against Morningside. That should be a great game. Morningside is sitting at an overall record of 7-4. In the GPAC, 10-6 overall. So they're a pretty good program. It's not going to be a slouch game. So show up, show out to that game. Support your Bulldogs. I will be there. Northwestern is 8-3, 16-5 overall. They are receiving votes. However, we are in the top 25. So theoretically, we should win that game. And that will also be a good game. So try and watch that online. Or if you're in Orange City, Iowa, go to the game. Next up, we're going to just move on to the women's basketball. The women's, instead of going to Florida like the men's, they went to Hawaii. They had a tough tournament there. They started on December 18th and lost their first game 64-57. And then the next day, they lost 84-67. So Hawaii was a tough tournament for us, but you know, we were able to bounce back with the overtime win on January 1st against our rivals, Doan University. We were able to get that win 76-70. what a great way to bounce back, especially against our rivals. And then we go on a little win streak here. We go on a 3-game win streak. First, we beat Mount Marty University 83-58, completely blew them out of the water. And then we continue that dominant run and beat Dakota Wesleyan University 90-58. So we just continue dominating, and once we get back over here to the GPAC area, yet again, we just go on a dominant run and we beat College of St. Mary 87-58. I think it's kind of ironic and a little crazy that all of our opponents scored 58 points. We kind of looks like we kind of just said, we're not going to let you score 60 points and we're just going to run it up on you, because each we make it to the 80s each game and we don't let them get past 58. So that's a good win there. And then we went to Jamestown, North Dakota, and we had a hard loss there. We lost 65-51. We're going to talk about that game. During that game, Tayshia Rushton led the Bulldogs in points. She had 16 total points, and Sadie Powell also got double digits. She had 11 points. But Riley Pauly had a game too. She had 10 total rebounds. She was getting rebounds on offense and defense. She had 5 from each, 5 for offense, 5 for defense. She was flying around, but it was just not enough to get the win. And, you know, it was a hard-fought loss, but Jamestown, props to them. They went 9 for 10 at the foul line. We only went 7 for 13. You know, we score the rest of those 6. That's a different game right there already, and it's just a hard one. But we got to keep our head up. Our overall record now is 12-7, 9-4 in GPAC, so still a good record. We are sitting at 19 in the top 25 right now. Ahead of us in the GPAC is Northwestern, who is sitting at 14 with a 9-3 record, 17-3 overall, and Morningside at number 8, 11-1 record in the GPAC, 15-3 overall. And you know, these next couple games, they're going to be tough ones, cuz we face Morningside and Northwestern. There are our next two games. Morningside will come to Friedrich Arena on January 19th. That game starts at 6 p.m. And just like the men, they will go to Northwestern College in Orange City, Iowa on January 22nd at 2 p.m. But these next two games are really going to be big defining games for us, as our women need to win these games. We win these games and we're sitting barely in the top 25 right now. We win these two games, we should definitely be receiving votes, as we would knock off two top 25 teams and as well as the two leaders in the GPAC right now. So these next two games are huge. We just went on a 3-game win streak. We know we can score 87, 85, 90 points. We know we can do it. We just got to consistently do it. And that's our problem right now, is just consistency. And, you know, we're a young team, and throughout the season, we're just going to get better. And that's all that we can do right now, is just get better. Moving on to track and field, they just had a meet on January 14th and January 15th. We split up our team into two teams, and we sent a couple of our runners and throwers to the University of Nebraska Graduate Classic. That was a 2-day meet on January 14th and January 15th. And we sent the rest of our athletes to the Scott Nisley Memorial Classic in Crete, Nebraska. The results from those go as followed. For the event champions at the Nisley Classic, Elena Battenhorst won the 400 meters with a time of 1 minute, 4.34 seconds. Morgan DeJong in the weight throw with a throw of 55 feet, 10 and a half inches. Jack Ellis in the 3000 with a time of 9 minutes, 33.28 seconds. Wyatt Loga in the high jump with a jump of 6 feet, 7 inches. Hannah Newton with a high jump of 5 feet, 5 inches. Cora Olson in the 200 meters with a time of 26.67 seconds. Sam Platt in the 800 meters with a time of 2 minutes, 03.42 seconds. Calvin Rode in the mile with a time of 4 minutes, 24.48 seconds. And Lainey Wirtz in the 600 meter with a time of 1 minute, 44.56 seconds. We also had some automatic national qualifiers. Some of them will be repeated, but our automatic national qualifiers are Andy Amos in the weight throw with a throw of 56 feet, 10 and a quarter inch. Morgan DeJong in the weight throw. I said her throw earlier, it was 55 feet, 10 and a half inches. Riley Hecker, we recognize that name. She did outstanding for us in cross country, and she did outstanding for us in track and field last year. She qualified in the 1,000 meters with a time of 2 minutes, 58.77 seconds. Josie Pels in the pole vault. We also recognize her name last year as she broke Concordia's highest jump record. She pole vaulted 12 feet, 5 and a half inches. Sarah Ragland in the weight throw also qualified with a throw of 55 feet, 5 inches. And Chris Wren qualified in the weight throw with a throw of 64 feet, 1 and 3 quarters inches. So congratulations to all six of those athletes. We had seven other athletes qualify for B standard, so they're not quite automatically in, but they're so close. I know that they can get it. They just got to get to another meet and qualify there. But congratulations to everyone who went to the NYSD Classic and won it. Congratulations to Riley Hecker, who took second in the 1,000 meters at the University of Nebraska meet. That meet, there are many D1 athletes there. There are many D1 schools. And for us to send a couple of our runners and throwers there and for them to make a name for themselves, I mean, Riley Hecker had a great run. She, like I said, she finished second amongst D1 runners. I mean, that's just outstanding. And Grace Ryman also had a PR. Morgan DeJong had her season best throw. I mentioned that earlier, but everyone who we sent, just not even just at the University of Nebraska meet, but at the NYSD Classic as well, everyone had a great meet. We qualified some runners, some throwers, some jumpers in there. I know we can qualify more, and I know we're going to qualify more. I cannot wait to see them do it, and to be able to talk about it is amazing to me. I'm very blessed to do this. But next up for indoor track and field, they will host the Concordia Polar Dog Invite on January 22nd at 10 a.m. That will be at Waltz Fieldhouse. So show up and show out. That is a home meet. I will not be there, sadly. I will have to cover wrestling, but I will definitely be keeping up with it because I know we're going to qualify some more people. We're going to have a lot of people outstanding and show up and show out. So I'm excited for them. Congratulations to everyone who qualified and the B standards who are so close. I know you'll get it. Good job to them. Last but not least on what we're going to talk about is wrestling. Wrestling had 4 duels while we were gone and 1 tournament. Those 4 duels consisted against Oklahoma Wesleyan University. We won that duel 31-13 on December 18th. And then also on December 18th, we went against Marion University. We lost that duel 32-11, but we were able to bounce back very handsomely against Central Baptist College with a 58-0 win. If that's not the best bounce back you could have, just a complete blowout, I don't know what is. Good job to them. And then they had their break and they came back January 8th to go to the Hastings College Open. We had some good wrestlers there. We had Javine Skidoris placed 4th at 149. Other than that, we had a lot of really close wrestlers get to the final rounds or get to the blood rounds, and they just couldn't quite finish it. Mario Ybarra did not wrestle at that meet. Other than that, our last duel was the Doane University duel. I said we had a great bounce back, and then against Doane, we did not do well at all. We lost that duel 39-3. The one win came from Timothy Huber at 174 weight class. He won his match 4-0, but other than that, we did not have a good duel. It just wasn't good. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it when you lose 39-3. They have to bounce back in their next tournament, which will be this weekend at the Missouri Valley College Invite on January 21st and January 22nd. That's a 2-day tournament. Times are to be announced, so their times are not out yet. Hopefully we can bounce back like we did against Central Baptist, and we can get a lot of wins, a lot of place finishes, and kind of bounce back and make a name for the young freshmen and sophomores stepping up. that's all the time I got for you today. Thank you for supporting me and getting through this with me and learning with me. And if you got any comments, questions, concerns, improvements, please email me at cunekoopski@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at cunekoopski and Twitter at koopski. Thank you all for listening and have a good day. Bye.